You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It's time for us to dive into today's trending report. We'll start with a little bit of sports. The Avalanche are in Minnesota. They're going to play the Wild tonight. And the Broncos are out in Los Angeles for Monday Night Football against the Chargers.
Chargers are pretty good, right? They're like...
Yeah, they're good.
Top of the
division.
They've
got an exciting young quarterback, I got to say. I like their quarterback. Does Nicole have the flag flying yet?
I better text her and tell her to get that out immediately.
Get the flag out. Yeah. Broncos have had almost something like another... You know, they get an actual bye later on in the season, but it's like they've had a little mini bye right now because they went from a Thursday night game all the way to, you know, a Monday. That's a huge
break.
Hopefully
they used it to their advantage to practice a little bit.
Did they, though? Did they?
Yeah. I don't know, man. We'll see how this goes.
Hitting a little sort of a sports note here. Mix 100 sends warm wishes for a speedy recovery to former Denver Nuggets star, an iconic Denver sports hero, Dikembe Mutombo. He announced that he's undergoing treatment for a brain tumor.
Yeah.
One of the more beloved members of the Nuggets back in the 90s. He was always fun, man. When he used to waggle that finger after rejecting a shot, and then he would say, "Man does not fly in the house of Mutombo."
It's good stuff right there.
Fantastic. Dude can speak 9 languages.
What?
Think about that.
Really?
Dikembe Mutombo speaks 9 languages.
How do you not get them mixed up, you know?
Man,
it's impressive.
May we send our best to him.
Yeah.
There were 2 winning tickets sold for the $494 million Mega Millions jackpot on Friday night. One in Ohio, one in Texas. But nobody won the Powerball on Saturday, so that jackpot will now jump up to about $480 million for tonight's drawing. Trending report brought to you by Pacific Foods' new organic soups. Try them today at Safeway. Oh, what else is trendy? Speaking of food, today is National Pasta Day.
Pasta.
What's your favorite pasta?
Carbs. I've told you the classic bow tie pasta. I love me the bow tie. I like the way it feels in my mouth. I don't know what it is. Because you have the soft edges. You have the soft edges, and then the middle of it's just a little tougher. It's a little, you know, a little more to bite into, so you kind of get a multitude of textures when you're eating the bow tie.
Man.
Yeah, I really thought it out. Well, how about you?
Thin spaghetti.
Ugh.
Sometimes the angel hair, depending on the dish.
That's a very delicate pasta to cook, because if that one goes a minute too long, you got really mushy pasta.
Nah, we make it just
you
right.
You got to watch it.
They went out and tried to determine which actor drops the most F-bombs in his or her career. And believe it or not, it is not Samuel L. Jackson. He came in 20th. Why do we think of him as number one?
Because his F-bombs are just so powerful and pronounced and well-placed. You know, I think it's just like that's what you think of when you think of an actor dropping the F-bomb. Because he just hits you in the face with it.
Number one on the list is a guy who dropped the vast majority of them in one movie, Casino. He dropped an F-bomb 241 times in that one movie alone.
Mm-hmm. It's too much. It's too much. It takes away from the movie.
Joe Pesci's number one.
Joe Pesci. He was pretty feisty in that one that came out just a few years ago. Was it called The Irishman on Netflix, which was like 4 hours long? It was him and Pacino and that, and it was like a repeat. I was like, okay, guys, we get it. You know the F word.
Should I watch that one?
I'm trying to remember if I liked it or not. I think it's worth one watch.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the stars.
Yeah, that's why I watched it.
And Al Pacino was number two on the list with the most F-bombs. Denzel Washington is the king of the S-word. He was number one with that. Julia Roberts is out there fighting, for a woman's right to curse. She did not make the F-bomb list, but she does have 40 S-words in her career. Hmm. No other woman made any of the lists. So Julia Roberts is the most foul-mouthed female actor, I guess. Anyway, what else is trending?
Oh, let's see, Dom. Let me know if you know what any of this means. Harrison Ford might be joining the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Word is that he's tapped in to play General Thaddeus Thunderbolt Ross in some of the upcoming films. It was played by a guy, you know, William Hurt, who passed away last March. But
I like William Hurt.
Several sources are saying Ford will play Thunderbolt in Captain America: New World Order, and then Thunderbolts, where he oversees an anti-hero team, kind of like the Suicide Squad. Does that mean anything to you?
William Hurt.
Now, in the comics, Thunderbolt Ross became a character called Red Hulk, but there's no word if that's happening in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Does that mean anything to you?
I just...
Listen, I like these movies a lot. They're fun. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What I just read also means zero to me. But it's big trending news this morning that Harrison Ford might be tiptoeing his, you know, little toesies, dipping his little toesies into the Marvel movies now.
Why doesn't he just retire?
Just stop, man. Just stop. You got Indiana Jones coming out. Just enjoy that and then retire. Go enjoy your life.
How old is he now? 80 what?
80 something. Something or other. He's getting up there. So, you know, it's starting to become very unrealistic when he's beating people up. But I mean, I guess he'll have superpowers maybe.
I do say that I'll never retire from work.
He's staying young. He's staying young. He's still going.
Hold on. He is 80. He's 80.
Okay. So
I thought he was like 84.
He's still in great shape, and I don't know. Whatever, man. You do you, Harrison Ford. You do you. Big news last week was the whole Blink 182 concert. You know, they're coming out again. They got a new tour and blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. Bunch of hate over this concert coming out, especially on social media this week. And I was actually reading some about this because Ticketmaster is doing that new dynamic pricing thing again, where they're jacking the prices up to avoid scalpers and people buying a bunch of tickets. And the fans are really, really mad about this. So some of the guys from Blink 182 came out and said, you know, we're trying our best. We're trying to make it affordable. We're trying to discourage scalpers, blah, blah, blah. So thank you for your enthusiasm. And I still hope I see you at all the shows was one of the quotes from one of the band members this weekend. But I've got a cousin who was trying to buy tickets and it was like way upper deck, you know, way in the back. And it was like $400 a ticket. He's like, come on, I can't do this. Yeah. I really want to see the band. So hopefully those prices come down a little closer to the concert.
Would you consider to be an acceptable concert ticket price?
Like way up top in the, you know, nosebleeds, what are you going to do? Like $80 a ticket, I would say, probably up there. $80 seems like a decent price.
I don't know, man. For a two-hour show, $80?
Yeah.
Up
there.
I would say $35.
Nah, not for Blink 182. It's pretty big. I know.
I would say some of these are like bucks for upper
thousands,
deck.
Thousands of dollars. So I don't know. I do not know. All I know is I work at a radio station, so sometimes I get tickets for free. Sorry, everybody. Toys R Us is partnering with Macy's, Dom. We've talked about this a few times. Well, I guess there are a few stores officially open now. They had a big grand opening event this weekend that's going to roll through October 23rd. It's like a 9-day event. Including festivities like giveaways from Barbie and Lego and Fisher Price, blah, blah, blah. But there are stores open now at Cherry Creek Mall, Flatirons, Aurora Town Center, Chapel Hills, Orchard Town Center, Northfield, Fort Collins, and Park Meadows. So if you're looking to, you know, have a little nostalgia, take your kids to a mini Toys R Us store, you can now do it and let them pick out some stuff for Christmas. So I might make my way up to the Park Meadows one. We'll see. Van Gogh is trending this morning. Did you see these jerks over the weekend?
I didn't want to give them any airtime.
Well, it is trending, and there's a bunch of videos floating around of these two. They're from a campaign called Just Stop Oil, and they were arrested on Friday after throwing tomato soup at one of Vincent Van Gogh's famous paintings called Sunflowers. And then get this, they whipped out the super glue and glued their hands to the wall. Like, I was really upset that they did that to the painting. You know, that's a iconic work of art. But then I was like, whoa, the hand thing is really intense. You just escalated this whole thing. Luckily, that painting was covered in glass. So there was no actual damage to the painting. They say they jacked up the frame just a little bit, but it looks like the painting's going to survive. But man, what a bold move on these activists, man. It's kind of crazy. I have a fat America.
It's disgusting. They should have left them glued to the wall and just let them stay there forever.
They could have just brought in more glue and glued their entire body to the
wall.
Yeah,
just glued their
entire
body. It
is disgusting. It is disgusting, but you know, you see people do this. What's the latest one now with milk? Have you seen the milk one?
Mm-mm.
Where people are, I don't know what they're upset about. Something to do with milk. The production of milk, or I don't know, maybe they're lactose intolerant, but they're going into grocery stores and dumping out jugs of milk all over grocery stores. It's like, come on, there's got to be a better way. Knock it off. Here's your Fat America. Fruitcake flavored Mountain Dew has been spotted on shelves for the holidays. It's called Fruit Quake, and reviews mixed so far. One person said it's way grosser than the gingerbread flavor that was released, last year. Any interest in trying the fruit cake flavored Mountain Dew, DT?
Nope.
I'm right there with you.
You can have mine.
No, I don't want it. Thank you. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Find it on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. Please go follow us and like us. I posted a link to a really cool house for sale in Houston, listed at just shy of $4 million. They call it the Darth Vader house out there. It's 7,000 square feet. It's made of black rock with extremely sharp edges, and they say it resembles something from Star Wars. The original builder wanted it to resemble a stealth fighter jet. But it's really a really cool-looking house, so it's worth a click if you're bored this morning. You can find it on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.